looking to start today off a little bit different with this question. If you only had today what you thank God for yesterday for, what would that be? What would you have today? Starting off with the challenge today, as I welcome you to the Loving the Fight Marriage Podcast. My name is Dawn, and I'm sitting here with my husband, my best friend, my bed buddy, my adventure partner, my traveler partner, Travis.
Yeah, I think that means we share the sheets and the covers, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
We do hang out in the same room, but we also hang out in the same house and live the same life together. Yes. And I'm so grateful for that. Well, hey, everyone, glad to have you listening today. We just got back from a week of vacation on the beaches of Florida. And we say beaches because I think we went to like literally five or six
multiple beaches.
Different beaches in different parts of
Florida. It was a beach vacation.
Super, super fun. Had a great time. Part of it was because the weather was so good. It was like upper 70s, pure sun, no rain. They said it was the dry season.
It didn't rain the whole entire week. It was incredible. The temperature is 75 to 80. Like, we didn't wear a jacket. You wore shorts every day.
Shorts. That's weird. Yeah. Weird for us in Minnesota because today or yesterday it was 19 degrees. Yeah. So super, super cold. And Don, we got a chance to go over and spend time with your brother. So we were on the Atlantic Ocean and we took a day and drove 2 hours to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, went through the Everglades and got to hang out with my brother and my sister-in-law. Had some great lunch and we just had coffee for a couple hours, just really catching up and hanging out.
Oh man, on a place called Marco Island. Yeah, it was
beautiful.
Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Eating on the water and then drinking Starbucks, sitting outside. It was so warm and so good. But part of why we loved our vacation and part of why we love pretty much all of our vacations is because we work out every day and get lots of steps. Our goal is to always hit over 20,000 steps.
Yeah, over 10 miles, basically.
Yeah, and with a legit workout in there as well, whether it's lifting weights or running 3 to 5 miles. But yeah, so that's...
Well, there's kind of a reason that we do that.
There is.
When you're on vacation, maybe... Like everybody, I'm assuming you eat a little bit extra calories, like French fries and chocolate and ice cream and just some stuff that you wouldn't normally eat, or three pretty full meals versus maybe not three full meals on a typical day, in a typical week.
Yeah. So what you're saying is the reason is sinful.
It is. Yes. We want to be able to eat more.
We kind of go off the food wagon when we're on vacation, but why not? You're on vacation, you're having a great time, and there's awesome food all around. And again, one of the beaches that we went to, or should I say a portion of Florida, but certainly they got beaches there. But we went to the Florida Keys, specifically Key Largo, and then we went past it and is La Morbada. I don't even know how to say the name of it. It's like four islands all together.
Where Robbie's is, right?
Robbie's
is a restaurant where you can do something very interesting.
Very not safe.
No, not at all.
Very maybe stupid on my
part.
And
you pay to do this.
Everybody was doing it. So I was like, hey, why not? I'll give it a try. So we paid $10 for a bucket of fish. And we were able to feed some of the biggest fish we have ever seen in our lives. You just stick your hand down through a net in the middle of a dock. And there are what? Like 100 fish in there? But they're
big.
They're like 80-pound fish.
Long, yeah.
With like huge teeth.
And they're called tarpons, right?
Yeah, they look like they can bite your finger off. And so you're
dangling
this. I think
they can. There's teeth. They actually showed people. When I asked the gentleman, I'm like, so do people get bit? He goes, yeah, sometimes people bleed. I'm like, oh, we're paying to do this?
Yeah. Sometimes there's blood.
You were a little bit braver than I was. I know you went first, put your hand down there. And the fish, you can see them and they're just staring at you holding this fish.
They are.
And they wait just for the exact moment and they jump out of the water and they grab the fish out of your hand.
It's crazy. And I was like, you were holding your fish over the big fish to, and I was like, Don, it looks like he's about to, and then you just jumped.
I dropped the fish. I was so bummed because he was about to hit, take the fish out of my hand, but you scared me. I dropped the fish. But when you were doing it, there was actually what type of bird was attacking you.
Yes, a pelican came up from behind.
I have a picture.
Started to peck me at one of the fish. Oh my gosh.
It was funny. And it was such a good
week.
Super fun. You know, one thing that we do, though, while we're gone, honestly, what I kind of do every time we go on vacation is I pay attention to everything that's around us. I love adventure. I love exploring and people watching. People absolutely fascinate
that's
me.
That's a lot of fun.
It is.
There's a lot of us different, unique, unusual people on the planet, including us.
Yeah, we're from Minnesota. So everyone else in the United States, they do different things than we do. But I realized really quick that we really all do different things. Not wrong, but honestly, extremely different the way that we do things. I know we noticed a ton of people, they were walking with strollers like, oh, I love babies. I love kids.
Yeah.
And it turned out they didn't have babies in these strollers. They were dogs and even a few cats in them. It wasn't just a few people, but there was numerous people that were pushing strollers and dogs and cats were in them.
So many. Apparently they're fur babies. That's what they are. Because they weren't real babies. When we'd be all excited. Oh, there's this, you know, lady with her kids in the stroller, or this grandpa with his grandchild. And nope. It was some big hairy dog.
A hairy dog.
Or cat.
You know, again, not wrong, but just very different, right,
Extremely
Travis?
Different. Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that we noticed when we were, you know, on our vacation and on the Gulf of Mexico, we were on Marco Island and went to the beach to watch the sunset. Yeah. And as we got out, there were three raccoons right by our car. We didn't notice them right away, but as we got out, we were like, wait a second, they're right by our car.
You were just trying to pay for the parking. And it was... this big garbage can and these big raccoons.
They were right there on the garbage cans. And we had to walk by the garbage cans to get to this dock to take us to the ocean, to the beach.
Well, and it wasn't just those garbage cans. There were, every garbage can had raccoons. Everyone we drove by were like, there's raccoons.
Yeah, we walked to the beach and then came back after the sun was starting to set and there were more. And so we're like, how do we get back on this dock? They're just sitting there. And I think
raccoons are kind of mean. At least the ones that live here in Minnesota. You don't mess around with a raccoon. Because they can bite you or they can attack you.
Yeah, especially if they think that you're going to take their food.
Right.
Well, when we started coming back, not only had we seen them on the way, but when we started coming back, there were raccoons and we were like making noise and trying to scare them away. And all of a sudden we looked over at a lady who was smiling really big and we were like, hey, there's raccoons here. You better be careful. And she looked back at us and she goes, yeah, I know. I just bought them a huge chicken dinner and she was all excited.
They were trying to warn her about these raccoons and she is welcoming them and she's feeding them a chicken dinner.
Crazy.
And she was all excited and we're like, okay, wow, what a different perspective.
Apparently raccoon Uber Eats, whatever, delivers them, you know, kind of thing. What do you call it? DoorDash for raccoons.
Right, yeah.
And we're just trying to stay alive. We don't want the things to bite us or kill us or, you know, give us some kind of disease or whatever.
Right,
but they're crazy.
Again, just we were looking at the exact same thing, the exact same raccoons, but just two very different perspectives, right? So not necessarily wrong. But just different.
She loved them, thought they were maybe really great pets or something. We thought they were dangerous.
I wonder if she probably pushes around her dog in a stroller.
I think she does.
Probably.
Not that that's a bad thing.
No.
If you do that and you're listening, more
power
to you.
There's some dogs that probably have to be in strollers. Or
yes. Yeah. Maybe if they have heart problems or hip problems or something. But
so we're not bashing the people if you're doing that.
No.
It's just when you're expecting a baby.
Please don't put your Great Dane, though,
in a stroller.
Right? That could look a little weird.
Well, you know what? I think for us personally, we did a lot of things differently on our trip. Like one thing that you guys need to know about Travis is when we go on a trip, he has this pursuit of the rental car company.
Yes.
You know what? He instantly becomes like a marathon runner when we land at the airport and we have to get a rental car. He wants to be the first one in line. So if you sit next to him on the tram or the shuttle, man, you better be careful because he is just out that door, grabs his luggage and speed walks to the car rental. And hear me, I'm on vacation. I run a very, you know, we're very busy people. But when I'm on vacation, I'm literally on vacation. So I want to walk. I'm absolutely in no hurry. I'm in a hurry the rest of my life. I don't want to be in a hurry on vacation. But man, you, Travis, wow, look out. Like, here comes Travis.
I'm on a mission.
He goes and he gets in. He becomes the first person in line to get that rental car.
I usually wait by the bus door, the tram door, and not sit down. And then I just book it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll see you in an hour.
Yep.
And I go get the car. Yep. And it works. But if we don't book it and we just kind of stroll along like everybody else, it ends up being 3 hours
to get
a rental car.
Yeah, not wrong, just different, right?
We are different. Yes. Well, I know, too, when we were walking on the beach or working out, Don, and you're somebody who is so different than me. Like, I can get to 5.95 miles and be done because, well, I hit my time limit or whatever.
No, but why be done at 5.95?
Right. You're a numbers person. It blows up your brain to quit early, according to you. It's not early to me.
Well, it's an odd number. What? You can't end on an odd number.
Yeah.
Like, can you? How can you end on an odd number?
You can end on an even number or an odd number. I don't think it matters, but you think there's rules. And so we're, you know, there could be a little friction there sometimes. I'm like, hey, keep going if you want, but I'm done.
Right.
At 5.95 miles.
But you know, our watch, you have distances, you have calories, you have time. Which one do you pick? They just can't be odd numbers.
Yeah. So not wrong. We're just very different in terms of it. It's not the different that I want. Right. You're different is the different that you want. Man, and we just got home, just landed in our plane just a few minutes ago. I think it was maybe an hour and a half ago, 90 minutes ago. And we're so different on airplanes. Don, you think you're going to die when you take off in an airplane? You think that the tail is going to scrape on the runway and you're going to crash and burn?
I saw it not that long ago on the news that there was
Yeah, that doesn't happen, by the way. That was really weird. But I'm different because I think that when we go to land, that's when we're going to die. And you're like, well, we're closer to the ground, so we're going to live. And I'm like, no, they crash land. Like, that's what happens.
Yeah, but
and
we're getting closer to the ground. It's safer. It feels like safer than going up.
Again, the way we think is so different. We're completely different people.
Again, yeah, not just wrong, just very different, very, very different perspectives, very different people, and that's okay. Well, that was just a few things on a vacation that I noticed, but honestly, beyond vacation, every single day we're different. There's certain things that we do. We fold our towels differently. And according to you, like, that's the only way to fold a towel.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No.
I've got the right plan.
No, you don't. I actually refold his towels.
Which is sad because mine look perfect.
I want him to look the same way. You know, we drink differently. When you drink, Travis, you take a drink, you drink really, really loud. Ooh. Yep, you gulp. And when I drink, you can't even hear that I'm drinking.
Which I wonder if you're enjoying your drink. I'm like, if you enjoyed it, you'd make noise.
You know, we drive very differently. I drive slower than you. I take my time. You actually want me to, you make me have to speed 5 miles per hour over if I'm driving, right?
Shh, don't tell anybody
that.
You say
you can drive, but you have to go at least 5 miles
over. You're giving away my secrets.
Well, you just drive faster. And you know, when you need to get in, you need to cut into a lane. You just cut in. Like, you barely use a blinker.
Blinker, and I'm just turn like, at same
I'm like,
time.
I'm all patience. I'm like, they'll let me in when they want to. And I put my blinker on like a half a mile away.
Don, let's be honest. You get people a month's notice that you're going to change lanes.
I'm just a very polite driver. You know, we spend our allowance differently. Dave Ramsey fans, and he talks about allowance. So we started allowance a long, long time ago, something that we've carried, you know, through to this day. But you buy energy drinks or kombucha with your allowance, where I tend to buy clothes or shoes. I save up for something or save up.
What a waste something of money. Different. No? Yeah, you should buy the good stuff.
Anyways, we just do a lot of things that are not wrong, but they're just different.
And again, you know, I guess I say again, but actually we haven't said this yet, but that's Emerson Eggerichs said that once, and that really stuck with us. Not wrong, just different. And he's an awesome guy, and it really helped us to understand, right, we're different. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. And
right?
Honestly, everybody's different. Just like looking at our vacation, all the different people, the stroller people or the raccoon people. I mean, everyone's just different.
Everyone's different. And couples are different. And marriages. So sometimes, though, these differences, as you guys can imagine, as we've alluded to, can actually cause a ton of conflict. Do you ever find yourself and your spouse just getting in a big fight over something really petty and stupid? One of these differences. And of course, in everyday life, even when we're not on vacation, these things can actually be super annoying and we can argue over them. I think they're easier to laugh at and goof around about, Don, when we're just coming back from vacation. Yeah. But when we're stressed out and there's a lot going on.
They're not so cute anymore.
Not very cute. No. So here's what Elizabeth Moon once said. She said, it's not wrong to be different. Sometimes it is hard, but it's not wrong.
That's so true.
I think we need to be reminded of that there's a reason why we are drawn to each other and we give each other rings and say, I do. And it's partly because God brings those differences together so that we can be strong for each other.
Yeah. So how do we keep the attitude that things can be not wrong, but just different? So how do we keep that attitude without causing frustration and bringing in, you know, a lot of conflict into our marriage, which these little things can? Honestly, I think it's just time to kind of step back. But the first thing that we need to do is just don't be so uptight. Maybe your life is just so scheduled and you need to just stop and readjust your life. Dave Murr, the author of Days of Our Wives, puts it this way. God has made each one of us to be unique. A great marriage is not when the perfect couple comes together. It is when an imperfect couple learns to enjoy their differences. So don't be uptight. Learn to enjoy the differences that we have.
That is so good. I really think that's important. Learning to enjoy and really, let's just say, celebrate their differences. To go, Don, you're a numbers person. That's important to get to 6 miles for you. It's not for me. But I love that about you. I celebrate that. I'm not going to nitpick or judge you, and just really enjoy those differences. Yeah. And thank God that we're not a bunch of boring people that are exactly alike.
I have to admit, when I'm stressed out, I can be a little bit too uptight. I mean, I'll just be the first one to say that. You're probably not saying anything because you're like, yep, that's true. But I definitely can be a little uptight. And sometimes I just need to let things go and not let, when you guzzle your water, bother me. Like, it should not bother me.
Just take a deep breath. It's really not that big. He's going to be done with whatever he's drinking in 2 seconds.
You know what? Another way to keep the attitude that things can just not be wrong, they're just different, is to laugh at the differences. We laughed a lot this last week, especially as we were watching people and seeing just crazy things out there. But when we started noticing all the differences, again, we just laughed. We turned the stroller thing into a game, and we would be like, okay, as a person was walking up with a stroller, we'd be like, okay, is it a dog or is it a baby? You know, we'd have this game.
Right.
And we thought it was really hilarious. But when we finished a walk or workout and the number wasn't an even number, like I want it to be an even number, I would just do a quick lap around the parking lot while you would just start the car
and turn the AC on and watch you look really strange running around the parking lot, but laughing, enjoying it.
And even at the rental car company, I just started laughing because I'm like, there he is. He's Mr. Speedy, man. He's off to the rental car off to Hertz to get our car.
Hey, man.
And I just let you go there and I'm like, here, I'll meet you there later on. Anyway, so just laugh at the differences. Some things are just really funny and we just need to not take life so seriously.
Yeah. And I think what you're talking about, Don, is just appreciating those differences, celebrating them. I mean, I mentioned this earlier, but life would be boring if we were the same. And so it's good that we're different. Maybe you're listening today and you're thinking, oh, there's just this list of 8 things that my spouse does or says that drives me crazy. And I think it's time to just stop and to just realize that those differences are a good thing.
Yep.
Our differences actually help us out in the long run because it gives us more options.
Yeah, absolutely. Because honestly, if I need to do something, I can ask you and you're going to do it a completely different way.
Right. Or if I need to go the extra few miles down or whatever it is, feet, you're going to help me. You pull me along sometimes with working out or helping me stay in shape. And so we're different, but then we're committed. Here's what Stephen Covey says about differences. He says, strength lies in differences, not in similarities.
Wow. So you're actually stronger because of the differences.
We are. Wow. And so couples that are too similar are missing out. And so what that means is those of us that have those maybe even extreme differences, if we start to celebrate them and see them the way that God sees them, then we can begin to leverage those as, you know, kind of a superpower for us as a couple. And I think ultimately we just need to be thankful. We need to thank God for those differences in our marriages between us as husband and wife. And also, you need to be thankful that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there might be things that drive me crazy about the way I gulp when I drink, Don, or the way that you run laps around a parking lot because we didn't get to 6 miles yet. But we're not alone. We get to grow old together. We get to live life together. We're not in isolation. We're not fighting massive loneliness. And so, I mean, we all know many people who want a spouse, but they haven't found one yet. Yep. Or we know many people where the spouse has passed away and they are very lonely or living an alone life. And so have you ever just stopped and thanked God for your spouse lately, even though they may drive you nuts at times? I think that's a really good thing. Maybe them driving you nuts is your reminder to be thankful.
Right. I think that goes back to my original question that I started this episode off. I said, you know, if you only had today what you thank God for yesterday, would you have your spouse?
Oh,
did I thank God for you yesterday?
That's really good.
Because if I didn't, then I wouldn't have you today. So that was just a big circle. How it come around. Like how often do you thank God for your spouse?
That's really good. Cause you actually confused me and I didn't fully understand why you were asking that question, but now I do. And that's why I'm here today, Don.
Right. I thank God for you yesterday.
Yesterday.
I'm thanking God for you today so that I can have you tomorrow.
Energy drinks and running down rental cars, whatever it is. But here's what Ecclesiastes says. It says, enjoy life with the wife whom you love. Enjoy life.
Enjoy it. Yep.
With your wife.
And I think we can put in with the husband whom you love. We can definitely interchange that word, wife or husband. And John 13:34, it says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. So love each other through those differences, laugh, celebrate each other, be grateful for each other, but make sure that you're loving one another.
Yeah. In the book of Thessalonians, the New Testament, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. What is the will of God? Man, rejoice always and thank God in all circumstances. Mm. It's pretty clear cut, pretty simple.
Let me go back to that original question. If you only had today what you thank God for yesterday, what would that be? Again, are we allowing these differences to come in and cause conflict and frustration to a point where we're not grateful for our spouse? Or are we letting those differences be strengths and realizing it's actually making us stronger that we're different? Life would be boring if we were the same.
And again, let's celebrate the differences and thank God that we have someone in our life who is different than us.
Well, with that, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Loving the Fight Marriage Podcast. Remember, you can do it. You got this. Keep loving the fight.
We'll see you next time.